FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has ordered an investigation into a police officer who was caught on camera assaulting a man. In the clip, widely shared on social media, the cop can be seen slapping and shoving the man in Durban.
In a video which was taken at the Point area, and the officer can also be seen to be trying to calm down his colleague.
Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nechwenda says based on the footage, the man doesn't appear to have posed a threat to the officer. He says the violence was unnecessary.
Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi said that police uniform does not give police officers any powers to disregard the law. General Mkhwanazi said that the act of assaulting another person is a criminal offence, and the police officer who was seen assaulting a civilian in the video should face the music. Police cannot allow a situation where the gains of hardworking police officers are reversed by unprofessional conduct of certain individuals within our ranks.
Water and Sanitation says water disruption should soon be a thing of the past in some areas in eThekwini. Deputy Minister David Mashlobo says access has been restored in some of the affected communities, including Kwakwimba, west of Durban. eThekwini and Johannesburg have been particularly hard hit by water challenges, with issues cropping up every week. Mashlobo says the rainy season will boost levels in our supply systems.
To the people of eThekwini, around Hazelmere Dam, it has started raining. You will have the water accumulating in the system. The Natlie Dam, that has issues of algae. As we speak right now, Umgeni Water is able to treat that particular algae, you'll be in a position to receive water.
As the war rages on in Gaza, medics are reporting that 46 people have been killed in airstrikes in the last 24 hours. The news comes on the back of Israel this morning issuing evacuation orders for several southern neighborhoods in Lebanon's capital city. It's reported that large explosions have been heard in Beirut, near an area where Hezbollah is known to have a significant presence. Cross-border exchanges have continued between Israeli forces and the Iran-backed group. Back home, the minister in the presidency says South Africa is still prepared to accept Palestinian for medical care at the country's facilities. In September, two children injured in the war were brought here for treatment in partnership with the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. Kumbudzin Chavezi says they'll offer assistance should the need arise again.
One of our non-governmental organizations, the Gift of the Givers, had been very fundamental and supported by the government in making sure that we transfer aid to the people of Gaza during the starvation.
Israel maintains its main objective is to return residents to north of Israel who've been displaced by Hezbollah attacks. And Donald Trump has given Elon Musk a job. He'll co-lead a new Department of Government Efficiency designed to crack down on waste and cut bureaucracy. The incoming president formally returns to the White House in January. The tech billionaire was one of Trump's most vocal supporters during his campaign. At a rally before the elections, Trump seemed impressed by the SpaceX founder's achievements.
I said, Elon, was that you with the rocket? Yeah. I said, you're unbelievable. I said, can Russia do that? No. Why not? They don't have the knowledge and they never will.
A high of 24 degrees in Durban today. Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 25. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the pressure is on England boss Steve Borthwick ahead of the Springbok clash at Twickenham this weekend. Former referee Mike Dean doesn't think that David Coote has damaged his career beyond repair, and world number one Yannick Sinner makes it 2 from 2 at the ATP finals.